Paul Gryson joins us after 2 days of cricket against Middlesex. Paul, relief to get out in the middle and get some useful practice in, I guess.
Well, absolutely. To get 2 days cricket like we have done this time has been brilliant. You know, Stuart's produced an excellent wicket for us. Obviously, the ball's done a little bit. It's nipped around for both sides that have bowled. High quality attacks and batting's been hard work for both teams. But, you know, after 2 days, it's been a good workout for everyone.
Yeah, and a number of plus points from you for today's game. I think Nick Brown's innings outstanding at 49 not out. Kishan Milani came in late on in the day. His timing was good, wasn't it? And the bowling of Jamie Porter, perhaps over the 2 days, has been a real plus, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're really pleased how Jamie's developing. And he bowled really well yesterday and backed that up again today. Thought Tom Moore got better today, bowled better today than he did yesterday. Obviously, you know what you're going to get from Dave Masters. I thought Greg Smith bowled very well as well, actually, so that was pleasing. And Tom Wesley's off spin. So, good options for us at the moment. Obviously, Topley and Salisbury are still unfit and can't pick those two. But yeah, you're right, Nick Brown played well. Kishan looked in good form. And it's you know, it's a difficult time of the year for batsmen, early season. You know, Sam Robson's played Test cricket last year and he's come to Cheltenham in a pre season game and has got 0-1. You know, and if you're names on a ball, then you, unfortunately you've got to take it sometimes. It's been, I say, both teams are really pleased with the workout, and you know, it's that natural progression now from, you know, being in the net to getting some practice games, and it's all about the build up to the first game against Kent here on the 19th.
Yeah, indeed. And I mentioned Sam Robson, but other players, a lot of our players have spent the winter abroad. Coming back here, it's totally different conditions for another thing, isn't it? So that helps get them acclimatised, the more time they spend out in the middle, because nothing replicates anything out there, does it? You spend hours in the nets, but half an hour out in the middle is you know, so much more meaningful in one respect, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a lot of lads have been away playing some flat wickets in Australia and in South Africa and New Zealand. They've come back, and obviously the ball's going to nip around, so it's about adapting your game and playing the conditions that are in front of you. You know, we've had some good chats the last couple of days in the dressing room about how we're going to try and play on those type of surfaces. You know, the squad's looking in a good place at the moment. And, you know, we've got 3 days next week against Surrey. Then we've got the 3 days against Cardiff University. And hopefully we'll be ready to go for the first game against Kent.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, with that squad, you're giving players opportunities. They'll be banging on the door for hoping to get the nod. And gives you a nice headache to have, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, young Dan Lawrence played well today as well. You know, he got a poor decision, LBW, but, you know, we've been pleased with Dan's progression. He had a very good winter in Australia and he's played very well in the net, and, you know, we're going to give him an opportunity to get in the team. You know, whether he plays in the first game, then we'll wait and see. But we want to look at these lads and see how they're getting on. You know, they did well in the second team. You know, we want to find out whether they can do it first team level.
Yeah, Paul, that's superb. Thanks very much indeed.